This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got these clips, and it's just every time Joe Biden speaks now, this is why they have been hiding him. He must be deteriorating fast because you don't really see much of him anymore. You notice that? You didn't see or hear much from Joe Biden in this last month, have you? That's because every time he speaks, he either just says something that is just an outright lie that he just made up on the spot, or he makes outrageous statements like claiming he was appointed to the Naval Academy in 1965 during a speech to graduates. But it's just like, I mean, I could play these clips of Biden and have no idea what he's saying all day long. Biden is not the real president. Who is running the show? Biden on vacation with his family in the Bahamas has the omnibus bill flown down so he can sign it. To stop climate change. Oh, okay. I see. But that's your president. And, of course, the University of Delaware, Biden graduated in 1965, so it's not possible for him to have been appointed there after he graduated. It's Joe Biden. He just lies on the spot is what he does. Now, there's an interesting story here that I don't take too much out of, but I think there's a story behind the story. Incoming Democrat congresswoman is married to DACA recipient who could face deportation if DREAM Act doesn't pass. So obviously we know where she's going to stand on that bill. Now, I don't really take too much of an issue here because I mean, it's not like she got anything out of marrying a DACA recipient. I don't know. Maybe she gets some free money or something. So maybe there is something there. But my point is, this is how interests in politics works. She has a direct interest in protecting DACA because she's married to a DACA recipient. Well, that may be innocent enough. But when you think about all the different loyalties that your politicians have, none of them are to you. None of them are to you. They're to the highest bidder, the biggest donor. What will win them political favor in D.C.? What will win them social favor in D.C., in New York, and the East Coast? So, okay, you're married to a DACA recipient. That's going to influence your vote, no doubt. Maybe that's innocent enough. But what about those that take money from Big Pharma and then promote the vaccine? What about those that take money from Planned Parenthood and then promote abortion? I mean, that's how this works, don't you know? And I've got another story on that coming up later. But, so, okay, innocent enough, you're married to a DACA recipient, that's going to influence your vote. But it's the loyalty that's the story here. She's loyal to her husband. She doesn't want to see him get deported. Certainly, she's going to vote to protect DACA. But what about a politician funded by, I don't know, a company like Pfizer, maybe? AstraZeneca, Moderna? What if they're getting money, and then they promote a vaccine, and, well, it comes out this vaccine is not really working as intended and is actually having negative consequences. Do you think they're going to come out and say so? Or do you think they're going to continue to protect their own interests and their own donors? So, yeah, okay, a DACA recipient being married to one may influence your approach towards legislation and hearings regarding that. That's innocent enough. What about all the money these crooked politicians take from Big Pharma and Big Tech and Planned Parenthood? That's the real story. Where do their loyalties lie?
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm interested to hear Gerald Celente in the fourth hour today because I think we're about to experience a real market correction post-COVID, post-Biden that we really haven't seen yet. And America and its citizens in the world really have been treading water financially for years now. And they've been thrown some buoys and some life vests by the government in different ways. But that's all coming to an end. And the expectation is that we're through it now. Things are going to get back to normal. Quite the contrary, folks. Quite the contrary. Because here's the thing. The supply chain never caught up. The one good news is because Biden botched up the gas deals so badly with Saudi Arabia and Venezuela that we actually may get some lower gas prices coming up, at least lower than they have been, because he accidentally double dipped and made deals with Saudi Arabia and Venezuela in his complete incompetence and desperation. But aside from that, you're already seeing the interest rates go up. Oh, wow, the price of that house I've been looking at just went down by $100,000. Wow, now's the time to buy. Then you get that interest rate hit, and that price never actually went down, did it? Oh, sure, the price you're going to make an offer with is certainly going to be lower, but you're still going to pay that higher price just now in the interest rates. But that's just one aspect. So, forget about buying that asset now that you're going to need to take out a loan on because you're not going to want to pay those interest rates. But then there's the supply chain issue. The supply chain never got caught up. It's still at a deficit, if you would say, where if you need, here's an example. I'm somebody that purchases electronic equipment, and I have for years. About 5 years ago, really about 10 to 5 years ago, in the electronics department, let's say, prices were going down dramatically. You probably noticed this. TV prices, computer prices, laptops, monitors, all of this stuff just going down. You could buy a nice, big, they got the 4K TVs now. You could buy a nice big 4K smart TV, $300-$400, be like 50 inches. That same TV is now going to cost you $800, $900, maybe even $1,000. Why is that? Because the supply chain hasn't caught up. They don't have the chips. They don't have the manufacturing. Plus, it's a volatile situation in China and Taiwan, and well, the whole thing could go kaput, and then China could have complete control over that, which would only make it worse. Energy prices. Your energy prices are not going to go down. They're going to go up. And actually what's happening is the consumer price index has not caught up to the producer price index. Well, that's going to happen in 2023. That's why you're going to see the higher grocery bills. That's why everything is going to be more expensive. And now, because of these new green energy policies, your energy bill is even going to go up higher because the government has forced the power company's hands into making a false scarcity of energy by saying you can't use coal or you can't use natural gas. And then they have the power grid failure in Texas, and they say, wow, look at stupid Texas. Look at the stupid Republicans. They can't even keep the power grid on. No, the Democrats shut it down when you shut off the coal and the natural gas. So you literally, the Democrats literally shut your power off. They literally cut your supply, and then they say, ha ha, you have no power supply, you fools. But it's going to be everything, folks, I'm telling you. Your membership to your country club, to your gym, to your subscription internet TV service, streaming service, it's all going up. The market is finally going to correct itself, except not the way people think. Everything is about to get more expensive. Biden economy. Biden wiped out $10 trillion of Americans' wealth. 2022 saw worst bond and equity losses since 1871. Yet now this is all going to start catching up. Democrats to increase taxes in 2023 during highest inflation in 40 years and worst bond stock equity losses since 1871. They're going to increase the taxes because guess what? I got news for you. Things are more expensive for the government too. And they're not going to take a pay cut. And they're not going to ramp down their spending. No, 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 no. They're just going to make you pay more. So, oh, guess what? Consumer price index is going to go up again. Now your taxes are going to go up again. Oh. But I thought we were through the worst of it. No. No, 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 no. You're going to find the worst of it is ahead. Get ready for the rich session from Wall Street Journal. And I would translate this story to the divide between the haves and the have-nots is going to become more apparent than ever. Many people are just going to make a decision that we're just not going out to have a nice dinner anymore. Or, you know, I feel grateful. I feel fortunate. I feel blessed where even though pretty much last year, really for 2 years now, you've been watching your grocery bill slowly go up. For many, you may have even seen it double. And I feel blessed because I go to the grocery store. I see that my bill is double what it was 4 or 5 years ago. But I say, you know what? I'm lucky. I can still afford to get, you know, 4 juicy steaks from the grocery store where other people are going to say, you know what? I can't do the steak anymore. I'm going to have to get fish or something else. The divide between the haves and the have-nots is going to increase, and that's what the story is really about, the rich session. One-third of world economy expected to be in recession in 2023, says IMF chief. It's all by design, but don't worry, they'll still be getting paid. Treasuries post biggest annual loss ever as inflation takes toll. So the real pain, I think, from COVID and Biden has really not even hit yet. I think that's going to be the story for 2023. Everybody's expecting kind of these economic numbers where we really saw that was a big story for 2021 with the inflation, the consumer price index, the supply chain shortages. I think that comes back in 2023 because people are looking for a little breathing room. And they're thinking things are going to get more back to normal, and it's actually going to do the exact opposite. So I'm curious to see if Gerald Celente agrees, as he will be hosting the fourth hour today. I think he'll be echoing something along those lines. And here's an example. And it was already going that way, but it's just the perfect example of cutting. TV's tough trajectory. Quarterly pay TV subscriber growth rate. And so TV subscriptions dropped off 6%. Just a round number here. 6% in 2022. Now, again, it's been trending that way. But people are needing to make cuts. And one of the first things people cut in their budget is television or cable television. Especially these days, it costs you an arm and a leg just to have cable TV, internet every month. So this is just going to continue. Canceling television subscriptions, canceling internet streaming subscriptions. People will probably be eliminating gym memberships, country club memberships. These are going to be the serious decisions that I think, sadly, people are going to thought, hey, maybe we finally have some breathing room here in 2023. Post-Biden, post-COVID, we're getting back to normal. No, the market correction is only going to make things worse on the American consumer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Fauci is a liar and a crook. Now, we have so much overwhelming evidence of this, you're drowning in it. And I'd never seen this before, but let's recall that Anthony Fauci has denied on multiple occasions knowing anything about gain-of-function research. It's like a foreign language to him. He's never even heard of it. Gain-of-function? I don't even know. What is that? I've never even heard of that. When asked about it by Rand Paul, he just is in total denial. He's just completely confused what it even means when asked about it. But we are about to get the second round of Fauci files released via Twitter. Elon Musk's announcement of that coming later this week. But it's funny, for a guy who claims to have no idea about gain-of-function research, never heard of it, doesn't even know what it is, he's not involved in any of it. That's strange coming from a guy here on January 29th, 2018, talking about that exact thing.
Anyway, so let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research.
Oh,
so let me explain this
pause
a little.
Pause it. Let's just reintroduce this clip for you with a little more context. This dirtbag. Who do you like talking about Anthony Fauci more? Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis? Ron DeSantis says he wants to throw that elf off a bridge. Anyway. So it was 2014 when this gain-of-function research that was highly questionable and scrutinized was shut down, specifically at a lab in North Carolina. And it was made illegal. And so Fauci and Obama just basically offshored it, for lack of a better term, and just sent the research to China. And then China took it over with U.S. government funding in a military lab. Well, when this all came out, Anthony Fauci said he's never heard of it. He doesn't fund gain of function. He doesn't even know what gain of function is. He has no idea. But then again, here he is talking about gain of function in 2018.
Anyway, so let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain of function research. Oh. So let me explain this a little, because whenever this comes out, there's always the pushing back and forth from the press. So like NIH now is going to do dangerous research. No,
pause it.
As a matter of fact,
Oh, there's always concerns when the NIH does this dangerous research. And then what does it say right there on the screen, on his own slide? It says, framework for guiding funding decisions about proposed research involving enhanced potential pandemic pathogens. The very stuff he says he has no idea what it is. He's never even heard of gain-of-function research. Here he is. I mean, folks, this is, again, it's the Austin Powers scene. Like, I don't know what a Swedish penis enlarger pump is. And the guy's like, here's your picture with it. He's like, I swear I don't know what a Swedish penis enlarger pump is. Here's your receipt for it. I've never seen the Swedish penis enlarger pump. I don't know what it is. Here's a book you wrote about it. And it's just, I don't know gain-of-function research. Oh, really? Here's you bragging about it. I've never even heard of gain-of-function research. Here's you doing a presentation on it. We've never done gain-of-function research. Here's your signature on the funding. Ah. But even on the thing, it says potential pandemic pathogens. And in the very pathogen they were working with is the pathogen that caused the pandemic. And Fauci just says, I've never even heard of this. But we have the receipts, Fauci. I don't know what this is, baby. This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby. One book. Anthony Fauci and gain of function research with COVID-19. Ah. But let's go back to the slide. I mean, here he is in the slides, in the presentation, telling you about gain of function. Go ahead.
Opposite. So a framework has been now established to guide funding decisions on proposed research that might be anticipated to create, transfer, or use enhanced potential pandemic pathogens.
And he's literally
the
talking
program,
about China.
Everybody has to have a neat little name to it. This is called P3CO. So if you hear about P3CO, it's Potential Pandemic Preparedness Care and Oversight. Now, why
oh,
is
how
this
convenient.
Different from everything else?
Now pause it again.
Do?
Oh, how convenient. Look at a timeline of events here. Donald Trump gets elected, and then a month later, Anthony Fauci comes out and says Trump will experience a pandemic when he's president. Boy, how did Fauci predict that? He must have a crystal ball. No, he has the viruses in a lab that he soups up and then releases to the world, and then he brags about it. So in 2017, Fauci says Trump's going to experience a pandemic. In 2018, Fauci releases funds to do research into pandemic pathogens in China, funds it, does the presentation, shows you the slides, and then, boom, in the election year 2020, here comes that pathogenic pandemic that Fauci said was going to happen, but then denied he was involved in researching, even though we have all the videos and the receipts with his face, with his voice, with his signature. Boy, I'd say there is a reason to investigate Anthony Fauci for being directly involved in the COVID-19 pandemic. But what does he do? He gets awards for being such a good corrupt eugenicist in the U.S. government. And he expects to just ride off into the sunset. And he probably will, because that's how corrupt our country is. But there you go. So, again, next time you hear Anthony Fauci, well, I don't know. I've never heard of gain of function. I don't know anything about gain of function. I certainly never funded any gain of function. I don't even know what a gain of function is. Ah, sweetest made penis enlarger pump, baby. I don't know anything about this, baby. It's not my bag, baby. It's not my bag, baby. Gain of function research. I don't know any. I've never even heard of this. Oh, not my bag, baby. No, it is your bag, baby. So, what is the next round of Twitter files on Fauci going to show us? The Fauci files. Elon Musk teases release of bombshell Fauci files. One thing is for sure, it won't be boring. Elon Musk has teased the release of bombshell Twitter files related to the now ex-director of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, this week as part of what he calls the Fauci files. Yeah, you know, for all the criticism that Elon Musk receives, fair or foul, Has anybody done as much for the American people as Elon Musk has for the last...
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
But I think it's fair to think that the story or the conclusion of Anthony Fauci's career is going to be an indicator of whether or not we can actually have any hopes to clean up corruption, government corruption specifically, in this country. Because what Fauci did is so egregious, so blatant, so obvious. And if we can't even get justice there, it's going to be hard to find hope that we can get justice anywhere with such an obvious case. We'll see what comes of the next drop of Fauci files. I suppose maybe Elon Musk is waiting for the next House to get sworn in, hoping that the Republicans there may actually have some interest in an investigation. So I expect that to be the big news story perhaps Wednesday, Thursday, or even Friday, depending on when they decide to release that. Some other news here, though, in the health spectrum. Far-left health advocacy group, the People's CDC, calls for continued mask mandates. You see, this is what the left does, the totalitarian control freak left. A far-left group calling itself the People's CDC has called for more radical coronavirus policies, like indefinite mask mandates and social distancing, charging that America's relaxed pandemic policies stem from a, here we go, racist eugenics impulse beholden to corporate interests. I mean, it's just the reverse reality, you know. You need to do exactly what big pharmaceutical companies say and what big government says who's funded by the big pharmaceutical companies. That's the People's CDC telling you that. So, okay. Beholden to corporate interests, that's forcing the vaccine on people. You're now beholden by corporate interests, claiming you're fighting corporate interests. How do these people even, you know, their brains are broken. Their brains are broken. Liberalism is a mental disease. We are the People's CDC, and we're sick of corporate eugenics in big government and big pharma. Oh, okay, well, what are you guys into? We think we need more mask and vaccine mandates. Wait, I thought you said you were against big government and big corporations telling us what to do. We are. So take your vaccine and wear your mask. What? That's your left. But see, it's all about control. That's what it is. They loved telling you to wear that mask. They loved telling you to social distance. They loved having that control over you. They didn't mind this whole idea of cutting off your nose to spite your face. They like it. They like living miserable lives. They will suffer. They will cut off their nose to spite their own face, as long as it spites you too. They're liberals. Kamala Harris requiring COVID tests for anyone over 2 years old to participate in Senate swearing-in photos. That's so nice and loving of her. Yeah, she's so open and caring. Imagine being such an arrogant bitch. Imagine thinking you are so much better than everyone else. You can't reach a level of hubris like that. You can't reach a level of arrogance like Kamala Harris has reached. Very few can even reach it. It's the Obama level, where after you finish taking Hillary in the toilet, you get on all four knees and go down into the toilet bowl with your nose and take a deep breath. Tell everyone how good it smells. So you can't take a photo with Kamala Harris unless you get a COVID test. That is just despicable. Can't say I'm surprised. Modest Mouse co-founder and drummer Jeremiah Green, dead at 45. Now, here's the problem, because any time now where there's a sudden death or a celebrity dies, people obviously question, was the individual vaccinated? Now, this individual had been diagnosed with cancer. And so I was discussing this 2 weeks ago with some other stories where somebody takes the vaccine, is told they have cancer a month or two later, and then dies within 2 years from that cancer. We know about the myocarditis. We know about the heart attacks. We know about the blood clots. We know about the neurological problems. Cancer was also a side effect listed in the vaccine side effects. A less prominent one, obviously, but it was there. But we don't really talk about that, do we? So I don't know if that's the story with Jeremiah Green, but it's a fair question, I think, to ask, knowing that is another one of the side effects that they don't want you to know about and that they hid from the public while promoting this deadly vaccine. California and New York now require all private insurance plans to fully cover abortion if they offer maternity care coverage. Now, you understand that this is fascism, right? And once you've seen how this all works with the money laundering that they do, you don't even really have to, it doesn't take much. It's as soon as you see it, you know it. So let me explain how this works. This is the definition of fascism. This is the definition of money laundering. Here's how it goes. The government, Democrats and Republicans, take your taxpayer dollars. So they tax you and they take that money
And then what do? They give it to Planned Parenthood. I don't remember the... Guys, see if you can find an annual number that Planned Parenthood gets from the government. I think it's like $500 million a year or something. Probably more than that. But see if you guys can find that annual number that Planned Parenthood receives from the federal government. So the government takes your tax dollars, gives it to Planned Parenthood, and then Planned Parenthood turns around and gives it to the Democrat Party. 99% of Planned Parenthood political donations have been to Democrats. And, of course, Democrats are the ones promoting abortion. So, well, of course, Planned Parenthood is going to be funding the Democrat Party. They're keeping Planned Parenthood in business. Talk about eugenics. So, the Democrats tax you. They give your tax dollars to Planned Parenthood. Then they receive political donations from Planned Parenthood. See, they have just stolen from you. But Planned Parenthood is the middleman. So there you go. Yeah, just over $500 million a year annually from the government goes to Planned Parenthood. So that's direct theft from you to Planned Parenthood back to the Democrats. You see how that cycle works? Because you can plug in the next search and pull it up. 99% of Planned Parenthood political donations go to Democrats. So the Democrats take your tax dollars, give them to Planned Parenthood, and then Planned Parenthood gives them right back to the Democrats. And then they do the cycle every year. The definition of fascism. The definition of money laundering. And it just happens year after year. And they say, well, this is if you just offer maternity care coverage. Well, yeah, you don't think insurance providers are offering maternity care coverage as if that's some sort of a special thing? No. All these private insurance companies now are going to be forced to cover abortion. That's what this is about. So it just, all this does is keep the giant racketeering operation going. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's how it works with Planned Parenthood and the Democrats. And meanwhile, you're paying for the whole thing. Yeah, they spent $45 million in the 2020 cycle towards Democrats spent at Planned Parenthood to elect Democrats. So, I see. Oh. We're going to now write bills because abortion is not getting the money in like it used to. So now we're going to write bills. Democrats are going to write bills forcing insurance companies to fund Planned Parenthood, where they're now having shortages because people aren't killing their babies anymore. It's Democrats. Don't they sound like a lovely group of people? Look, there's a Democrat Party event happening right there on the...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Attorney General from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Denise George, has been fired. Attorney General terminated just days after filing a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase for aiding Jeffrey Epstein. She gets fired. You don't dare look into the deep state pimp. And, of course, that's where Joe Biden is right now. Is he still down there partying, guys? I'm not sure. Or maybe signing omnibus bills. Who knows? Or maybe running quid pro quo operations like he did in Ukraine when he was vice president. Who knows? He's not even sure. Maybe he's going for a run, and I'm not talking about on the beach. So there you go. Denise George, who served as the attorney general for 4 years, has been terminated shortly after launching a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase for aiding Epstein. Yes, you don't dare start digging there. You don't dare start digging into the Epstein client list. You don't dare dig that up. No. How dare you? So that'll be an ongoing story, I'm sure. And the cover-up of the Jeffrey Epstein clients continues. Continues. Because you don't want any of that coming out. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, another year for InfoWars on the air is another year of victory for free speech against the corporate world government. We take a lot of blows, there's no doubt, but still being on air in and of itself is a victory, and so we'd like to see that continue. you've gotten us this far, please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can remain on the air every day here. Harrison Smith in the mornings with the American Journal. Of course, the legendary Alex Jones Show. Middays and then afternoon drive with yours truly, Owen Schroyer, hosting the War Room. I've got a big War Room scheduled for today, by the way. So, lots of different ways to support us. Obviously, sharing the links, telling friends and family, but shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, a key back in stock, the real Red Pill Plus. It's been years since we've had this game-changing formula in our store, and there is a lot of excitement, not just here internally of people that like this, like myself, but also out there in the audience, regular purchasers of the real Red Pill Plus, excited that it's finally back in stock and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It goes great with DNA Force Plus. I got to tell you, that's the 1-2 combo, is the real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus. That'll give you a jump start every morning. So many great things in those two supplements. Exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to build up your immune system, InfoWarsStore.com is a great place to do it. Whether it's the Fizzy Magnesium, whether it's the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, or any of the other supplements we have there, we want you to be empowered by taking your health into your own hands. And, of course, supporting free speech when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We've got an in-studio guest coming up in the next hour, James Younger, dealing with the Texas Supreme Court ruling against him seeking to prevent chemical castration of his son. So we'll be discussing that story. It's a real gut wrencher. It's a real heart stopper at times. So we'll be discussing that. A couple other stories here today. And, you know, guys, I'm going to send you something here quickly, if you could print it for me before the end of the break, because it ties into this January 6th news that I'm about to get into. And it really just shows how Trump was surrounded by a bunch of losers at the end of the day in his White House. So, hey, I'll be critical of Trump when he deserves it. I'll defend Trump when he deserves it. Trump was surrounded by losers, and we're learning more about that now. One girl in particular, I'll explain, but if you guys can just print me that tweet whenever you get it. Radicalized Times Square attacker was on FBI watch list. And so why didn't the FBI do anything about 19-year-old Trevor Bickford, who injured three police officers with a machete in Times Square, who was on the FBI watch list as a radicalized potential threat to danger? Well, because the FBI is not concerned about stopping dangerous individuals from harming people. They're more concerned about doing the bidding of the Democrat Party and the January 6th committee, going after Trump supporters and all of the January 6th defendants. That's their main goal. That's their main agenda. So, yeah, sure, a terrorist gets out in New York City, stabs some people, hurts some cops. Who cares? They're going after innocent people that stood in the grass on January 6th. Suspect converted to jihadism before New Year's Eve machete attack on New York Police Department Times Square. Now, if this story would have been in the news 10 years ago, 20 years ago, it would have been the number one story, and it would have been all about Islamic jihadism. But because that's no longer the flavor of the month, now the flavor of the month is right-wing radicalism. They don't care about a story like this. Now, I don't care whether the guy was Islamic or a Nazi skinhead or anything. He's clearly a deranged lunatic, went out to kill cops, and the FBI maybe could have stopped it. I mean, you can have that debate of what can they do, but we know what they're not doing, and we know what they are doing. And they're not stopping violent terrorists, and they are arresting innocent men and women who had nothing to do with any violence on January 6th. And then you deal with the Ray Epps craziness. And this thing, I struggle to even report this to you because it's so insane. It makes so little sense. I don't even know how to present it to you in a way that does make sense. So I'll just read the stories here. Pro-Trump
protester, Ray Epps, pro-Trump protester, Ray Epps, isn't that convenient, told January 6th committee crazy conspiracy theories tore apart his life. And then in other stories, I'm telling you, it's so whacked out, I don't even know how to explain it. There's stories going on the internet right now that say how Ray Epps admits to his son that he's a federal provocateur that was aiding in the events of January 6th. But then he says, oh, I had nothing to do with it, and I have nothing to do with the FBI, and I didn't even know anything was happening that day. Really? Well, then why are you in multiple videos saying you're going to go into the Capitol and promoting to other people to do just that on January 5th and on January 6th? How come you were on the FBI watch list and then taken off the FBI's list? But see, oh, he can say on the record he helped orchestrate it and he was part of it. And then he can go in front of the January 6th committee and say, I had nothing to do with it. I didn't even know anything was going on that day. And they say, yep, that's what we're going to run with. And then he says that his life has been torn apart by these crazy conspiracy theories. Wait a second, Ray. Still to this day, you're the only person I've ever seen in any videos encouraging people to go into the Capitol, except maybe Jaden X. But he actually did get arrested and charged. I don't know the latest with his account, but you didn't. He did. Oh, but your life is being torn apart. Not the innocent people who have had hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal bills, not people who have actually been arrested, not innocent people who have been locked up and tortured. There's a new book that's about to come out from a January 6th prisoner that's going to be highlighting the torment and the torture of their everyday lives. But no, it's Ray Epps who still walks free and can live his life. He's the one that's being victimized by the January 6th scrutiny. Give me a break. But here's the book I'm discussing. January 6th book release. First-hand testimony of harrowing tragedy from the January 6ers living it. The American Gulag Chronicles. Letters from prison. So that's already out there. But Ray Epps is the one that's suffering. Now, I wasn't even going to cover this today. But I'm out of time in this segment, so I may just bury it. But when you realize the type of people that Trump had working for him, you realize why everything went down the way it did. And some of the latest comments that we've seen revealed in text messages from the likes of Hope Hicks show me why there was never really any hope.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.